We've always had sheep around me since a young age and always helped Dad in the wool sheds and things. Recently, as I've grown up and things, I've been able to understand the microns of wool and kind of understand a bit more the inner depth of, I guess, merino wool and superfine wool, which has been really interesting, I've found. And now to be able to work with it as a fabric, I find it really just fascinating and it really interests me. And it's such a beautiful natural fibre to work with.
We're looking at your dress here and to look at it, you wouldn't even guess it's wool. Can you just describe your dress for me?
So as a secondary student entering in the Wool Awards, I was able to be donated, I think it was 2 metres of fabric. So that was wool jersey fabric. So what I've done is I've stripped the wool jersey to make a fringe skirt, and then I've created a leotard out of wool jersey as well from a store in Armidale, and it's all super fine merino wool.
And can you just tell me some of your judges' feedback, because you won not only the school section but also the Raffles College of Design and Commerce scholarship as well.
So I have not received feedback as of yet, but I'm really excited to hear what they've said and things. I'd love to meet them one-on-one and have a good chat and I guess see what their background in designing and fashion was and their journey as well. I do have further plans to study design, and I'd also like to look a lot more into the wool side of designing and things, because I feel like there's that market out there that really needs to tell people what the potential that design that wool really has. I was also modelled as well, and backstage just looking at what people are able to do with wool, it just blows my mind. And looking inside the garments as well, some of them are just beautifully made, and it's not always that itchy jumper that you have. It's also you can make it into beautiful evening wear dresses and things as well.
New England Girls School student Mary Carter and Lucy Vigona from Sydney won the Supreme Award for her cream and orange racewear outfit.
I got in contact with Leon Martin, who is a wool grower in Albury-Wodonga, and he designs this beautiful Charnay wool, which is used in the garments that I've made. It doesn't look it, but it's got, over 15 metres of fabric in it.
Oh, wow.
Just due to the different drape and the shapes of different areas. So,
and did you put the pattern into it, or was that the way the fabric came?
No, this is all I hand printed this. So I drew the pattern on the base. Through a mistake of layering them, I was like, oh, that looks great. They're having the really squiggly lines. So yeah, then that became it. So yeah, it's all hand screen printed.
So as a student of design, what are you wanting to do going forward? Are you planning on working with natural fibers?
I am. Everything I design is foremost about wool and using wool in whatever way I can, from basic active wear to the red carpet. I think there's so much versatility in wool. You can get a heavy knitted jumper to the finest merino suit out of wool. So really that's where I want to head in creating whatever I do. I want it to be focused around wool and just creating that staple in everyone's cupboard.
Supreme Award winner Lucy Vigona. And Liz Foster started the Wool Fashion Awards in 1981. And after handing over the reins for the event, she actually got to see the parade for the first time ever.
It was really heartening to see how wonderfully the girls performed on the catwalk and to see the garments all accessorised under lights, etc., because I've never seen one. It was my first.
How do you feel handing over what has been your creation, your baby, for 34 years?
It feels really wonderful to think I've got somebody really young with as much passion and fire as I had when I was younger. So to see somebody who wants to grow, make it grow, and to go in different directions, I feel really wonderful. After 34 years, I'd be really sad to see it die.
And the judges you had this year included Katrina Rowntree from Getaway and Sarah Jane Clark from the brand Sass & Bide, and Jonathan Ward. Yeah. What were their comments on the designs that they judged this year?
Jonathan's been before, so it's really great to hear his comments over the years. Oh my goodness, this is the best there. This is the best ever. And he says that every time he's been as a judge. So a few pieces tonight, he just said, oh my God, that could just travel everywhere, particularly the ram dress. It's just magnificent, isn't it?